It's time to visit with City Hurt Coach Doug Goltz of the Irish, coming off a loss last week to a very good Johnson County Central team, 38-0. Coach, it's unusual when the Irish get shut out, and I know injuries last week at quarterback, and when you get injuries at quarterback, you start moving people around, it weakens other positions. I'm sure it was a tough week getting ready.
Yeah, never like to get shut out, but we actually moved the ball pretty well. You know, we ran the ball better than we've run in the two previous games. We got inside the red zone. Our problem was is that we turned it over. You know, basically our best receiver got moved to quarterback, so now you're weaker at two key positions. So I really thought Koltaff did a good job for us. Just two or three of his passes, you know, wish he could have back, need to throw them away or do something different. But really, we did move the ball. We just didn't punch it into the end zone like we needed to.
Mm-hmm. And JCC now 3-0. They're having another fine year for them, and they're one of those teams where everything is they play each week is so important because they know they don't have future playoff dates. That makes a difference for them, I think, in attitude alone.
Yeah, I mean, they have a good team. Another team that they ran right at us, kind of like what we thought. I mean, bigger line, and, you know, we've struggled to stop the run so far. And I thought they did a good job of sustaining drives and keeping the ball. They only had really one big run on us and one long pass play. Otherwise, they did have to kind of earn it. But we still have to be a lot better against the run.
Mm-hmm. Well, this week, Jug Brown Stadium will be the site of the game. You host Weeping Water. They're 2-1 on the year. Last year, he told me district champs last year. I forget things like that, but they were the champs last year. And off to a 2-1 start this year. What are you going to run into this week?
They're a very good team. You know, they graduated four seniors, but the four seniors they have back this year, three are very, very good players. Three of their best players from last year. Their quarterback, Tucker Bickford, is a very strong runner. They've only thrown the ball 17 times in their first three games. They would rather run it, and they haven't had to pass much. But he's very dangerous. He's got a little power in him, and he's got some quick feet. So really a lot of it will come down to keying on him and slowing him down because they run a lot of option football with him. And then Luke Harms, linebacker, running back, is also a very good player, very physical, good on both sides of the ball. And then their best lineman, Jeremiah Keeney, I think he started since he was a freshman, strong, athletic lineman. They have a nice team, not real deep, kind of like us, but at the same time, it's really going to come down to slowing down their running game.
And they have just piled up points the last 2 weeks, an unbelievable number. I think 158 the last 2 weeks. Nobody slowed them down in the last 2 weeks anyway.
Well, their first game against Meade, Meade's got a good team, and that was a dogfight.
Right.
Last year they beat Meade. This year Meade got them by a touchdown. That's really their only challenge so far. These last two games for them have been against winless teams that are not strong. They pretty much could do anything they wanted in these last two games with little or no resistance from their opponent. So, you know, we're 0-3, a winless team also, but I think our schedule has been pretty strong.
Yeah.
And we've gotten better each game. You know, that's the main thing, that we continue to improve. But I think we can hang with Weeping Water if we can do some of the things that we need to do on offense a little bit better than we've been doing. I think it could be anybody's game going into the fourth quarter.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight in the ball game.
Thanks, John.
That's our Sacred Heart Coach's Show for this week.